Hello?
Hello, we are conducting a survey in Georgia to help us better understand what is most important to people across some topics. Your participation is very important to the success of this research. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very satisfied.
Okay, and I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein? Undecided? I do not plan to vote.
I'm sorry, what was the first three?
I'm sorry?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that? My phone messed up for a second.
Yeah, I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein? Undecided, I do not plan to vote.
Kamala Harris.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative? The Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democrat.
For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Joe Jorgensen, Howie Hawkins, other, did not vote for president.
Joe Biden.
Okay, thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Better.
Okay. Thinking about your network or friends and associates, would you say that everyone votes, most of them vote, it's about half and half, most of them don't vote, or none of them vote?
Most of them vote.
Okay. Below, it's a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress, and a 5 means you're not sure, and a 0 means you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. First one is Supreme Court.
Ten.
I'm sorry, you said... What did you say, I'm sorry?
10.
Okay. Next one says Governor Kemp.
5.
President Biden?
10.
Republicans in the U.S. Congress?
5.
White supremacists.
0.
Donald Trump.
0.
Republicans in the Georgia General Assembly.
5.
Okay, Below is a list of policies and statements that have obstructed progress in Black communities. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that addressing or overcoming these obstacles would motivate you or your or people in your network to vote, using a scale from 0 to 10, where a 0 means it would not motivate you to vote at all, and a 5 means you're not sure, and a 10 means that it will strongly motivate you to vote. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. First one is, the 2021 Infrastructure and Jobs Act supports the Affordable Connectivity Program, saving low-income and rural families up to $30 a month on internet bills. Over 720,000 Georgia households benefit, saving $21.8 million monthly.
Okay.
14 years after the Affordable Care Act of 2010 provided 90% funding for states to expand Medicaid, nearly 500,000 low-income adults in Georgia remain uninsured. Governor Brian Kemp's decision not to expand Medicaid means that 120,000 Black individuals in Georgia still lack access to health coverage.
Okay.
The 2019 Foster Youth to Independence program offers 3 to 5 years of housing aid for those aging out of foster care. Georgia can request 500 vouchers, but has only requested 8. More action is needed as Black youth, 18 to 24, are disproportionately affected by homelessness.
Okay.
The 2022 Pregnant Workers Fairness Act protects pregnant workers. Attorney General Chris Kerr sued to block it in Georgia, hindering accommodations for pregnant new mothers and recovering workers.
Okay.
We've made strides toward building Black power together. While there is still significant work ahead, it is crucial to recognize and challenge the forces obstructing our advancement. By standing united and maintaining patience with each other, we can effectively confront these obstacles and continue our journey toward future progress.
Thanks.
Okay. Thank you for your responses so far. I'm now going to ask you some of the questions again. Sometimes people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay. Please answer based on how you feel right now. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues to matter to you.
Okay.
Right. How much, on a scale of 0 to 10, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you?
Oh, 10.
It's really the amount of power. Okay.
10.
And how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means the Black community has no power at all, and a 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
10.
Okay, as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election, on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you're strongly likely to vote?
10.
Right. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Better.
Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
Registered.
Alright, so that's a yes registered or no not registered?
Yes, registered.
When did you register to vote at your current address? Within the last month, 1 to 3 months ago, 3 to 6 months ago, 6 months to a year ago, more than a year ago?
More than a year ago.
How did you register to vote? By email, in person, at a government office, e.g. DMV, election office, at a voter registration drive or event, automatically, example, through motor voter laws or other automatic registration processes, through a political party or organization, or other, specify.
DMV.
I'm sorry, just to confirm, you said DMV?
Yes.
Okay, and do you consider yourself, one, heterosexual or straight, two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual, or four, something else?
One.
I'm sorry?
One.
Just to confirm, you said one, so heterosexual or straight, right?
Yes.
Right, and are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
How would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed? Retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or stay-at-home parent, student, other. Please specify.
I'm sorry, what was the question?
Yeah, how would you describe your employment status? Full-time,
part-time? Full-time.
Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
150,000.
This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a good day.
You too, bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.